Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Creation Lightship Healing Show. Today is Wednesday, March 19th, 2014. This weekend, Ron is at an expo in New York City, and he'll, I'm sure, be talking a little bit more about that. It's Friday, Saturday, and Sunday at the New Yorker Hotel. So if you're in that area, you could go and meet Ron live and experience the healing light chamber from Creation Lightship. So we'll talk about that a bit later on in the show. And in the meantime, when Ron comes on, he'll activate, actually we thought tonight, instead of the light being, we would activate the symbol from Creation Lightship, which is also on Ron's website, which is creationlightship.com. And if you scroll down, it's actually right above the light being that Ron usually activates. And it's a symbol with wings. And so if you click on that, when Ron comes on, he'll do some healings for us and then activate that with energy for us tonight from the lightship. So I'll welcome Ron on now. Hi, Ron.
Yeah, hi. So let's help everybody out. If they have any emotional stuff going on, normally that's what people deal with here. And then the emotions could also, you know, kind of go in the direction of fear. So let's do a fear clearing for everybody. And here we go. If you have any fears during the last week, think of them, or any fear in your life, think of that one particular situation, and I can discharge the energy on it. You won't lose a situation, you know, if for some reason maybe you're bitten by a rattlesnake, you know, and you have fear of them, we'll say, this will take away the charge of you having maybe your stomach twisting when you see one on TV or something, you know. Of an anxiety. So it's not going to take away the picture of you not being bitten, but it'll take away the way you are feeling about it on that one situation. And you won't lose the consciousness not to, to be aware either. So here we go. Just think of one of your fears that you're dealing with. Hopefully you only have one, or hopefully you have none. So you won't feel anything. So, but bring something up. Here we go. So one, two, three, four, and five, and again, releasing more of that energy. One, two, three, four, and five. And let's go over and do another clearing. I don't do this that often, but we'll do one for your mental body with the same situation, the same type of clearing. But your mental body's hanging on to it also. And that could, you know, give you mind looping and give you all kinds of problems with that same situation. So here we go. One, two, three, four, and five. And again, this is your mental body. One, two, three, four, and five. Okay, and now we'll do an emotional clearing. And the emotional clearing basically, you know, does probably a lot for you. Like maybe 90% of your stuff is in emotions, but there are the other energies out there, the other bodies that are needed also sometimes, like the fear one and the anxiety, et cetera. You know, there's many clearings that we have that if you don't get it cleared out initially with the emotional one, then you go further. But here's the emotional clearing. And this is like, you know, a clearing that gets rid of almost all of your stuff. So here we go. Same situation. So one, two, three, four, and five. And again, one, two, three, four, and five. So the emotional whole lifetime clearing is like your big blanket that you're kind of dealing with stuff underneath it and on top, and it helps you out immensely. So if you wanted to change your life instantly, we'll say within 15 to 20 minutes, then do the emotional whole lifetime clearing. And some people, they get energized instantly. Other people may take a couple of days because the body has to process it, getting rid of all your gunk. But the clearing is done once it's done. It's instant. So let's turn it back over to you, Ann, and we're going to do the show tonight will be, I got to do the lightship insignia. So the lightship insignia is what we have on our uniforms, if you want to call them that. I have that logo just above my wrist on my uniform, we'll call it, my doctor's coat, one on each sleeve, and I have one kind of on where the pocket would be on the left-hand side. There's a logo there. So that's what the people wear that are actual medical practitioners. We have that on us. And so here we go. Let's energize the insignia. This is the 12 source energies when I activate that. So here we go. I'll count to 12, and each time I count, we'll have one of the energies step in, and you can feel it get energized. So bring up the Lightship insignia, and here we go. So first energy, number one, which would be the first source energy. And here's number two. This is what you're made up of also, are these 12 energies. And number three, number four, number five, number six, number seven, number eight, number nine, number 10, number 11, and number 12. And I'll just bring the energy in stronger for you. So I'll use the word stronger to increase it as it comes into your room and also comes into you to energize you. So here we go. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, Ann, I'll turn it back over to you. I'll have a great show tonight.
Yes, I'm excited to, we're so happy, Ron. I misspoke, and thank you so much, listener, for catching me. Ron's will be at the New Life Expo this coming weekend at the Hotel Pennsylvania in New York City. I said the name of the hotel incorrectly, so thank you very much. Do you want to share anything about that, Ron, since I brought it up again? Tell us what's going on.
I'm looking forward to it again. It's always nice to be back, you know, in Manhattan and seeing all the nice people that are here. A whole different mindset than the people in California. Hard to describe the differences, but it's definitely a different energy here. And just like coming here. So back to you, Ann.
Okay, thank you, Ron. And I'd be curious, also I wanted to just remind everyone, I have the fast chat open, and also you may send emails to clsquestions@yahoo.com. And I would be curious, since for a long time now we've been activating the light being at the beginning of radio shows, if people are noticing the difference in the energy. That'll bring through the 12 source energies from Creation Lightship, correct, Ron?
Yes, that is correct.
So, yeah, it'd be interesting. I kind of feel like I did notice a difference. It felt, I don't know how to put it, more like something, I guess when I feel the peace from the light being, it just feels like it goes into my heart more, and that felt like it went in through the top of my head. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I'd say the 12 source energies would be more of a body sensation.
Yeah.
All the cells in your body, where the light being is just going to be the peace energy coming. So that's probably what I would say the difference would be on it.
Okay. Terrific. Okay, and well, all those healings you did, you know, the emotional body and the fear and the mental are so helpful to everybody, really. And we just think of an issue and, you know, you can just feel better instantly, even from the samples you do. We did have a request for specifically from someone, sadness and despair. Now, do you feel that we kind of covered that, Ron, those issues through the emotional and fear body, or could we do a little extra on those?
Yeah, it's possible. I'll do one for despair here. So here we go. One, releasing the energies, two, three, four, and five. And again, one, two, three, four, and five. And that could turn into loneliness. There's, you know, many issues there. If you're still feeling situations happening, and like these clearings didn't necessarily help you all the way, you might want to get into the self-empowerment session and go in there and do that. It's 38 issues, I believe, in there that everybody probably has. And that could probably maybe pull you out of the funk that you might be into and give you like a new jump start. That's the way we put it up, so that people could have a little better chance at moving forward in their lives. But sometimes you get bogged down with a particular particular situation or mindset or whatever, you know. You don't know how to get out of it. And each day you wake up, it's still facing you, you know, looking at you in the face, we'll say. And you need a way to step out of that energy. So that's one way you could do that is the, you know, the special clearings that we have up on the self-empowerment one. So let's start. I want to talk about the psychic billboard. So that's a lot of people love this, and they have their own ways of kind of doing it. I'll just describe a situation that could be happening to some people out there, or maybe it could be, you know, on your horizon coming. So let's just say that somebody, you go to an event. Maybe it's multi-level marketing or something, right? Because you cleaned yourself out enough, and now you see new possibilities. Maybe somebody, you know, is out there, and you meet them, and they have this special something in a bottle, or a special kind of spray bottle with something in it, you know, or maybe a drink that you can buy to energize your body or something, you know. But anyway, it's already created. It's made. It works wonderful. You know that it works great. And you somehow landed into that experience now of maybe being a distributor for that company. And it could even be like Tupperware, okay? So, or any company like that. So all of a sudden, you know, you go, wow, I landed this here and it looks good to me and I think I can sell this and it feels great and wonderful. And I do have faith in the product because I can see that it works, right? And so you sign up and you get the product, whatever that would be. And all of a sudden, you feel like, geez, I don't have any energy to sell this. It looked good, but did I butt up more than I can chew? So your psychic billboard could help you out with that. Now, what I'll do is stop right here, and I'll switch it over again to a different scenario. So now you're the other scenario is a guy comes up to you, or man or woman, they say, you know, we work for one of the big three, say GM, you know, Ford or Chevy, right? And we like the way you look. We know nothing about you, but we're going to give you this dealership. You know, maybe it'll just cost you, you know, a few dollars or something, but we're going to set you up in this dealership. And you go, wow, that's really great, you know? And so you have your name assigned to it as a dealer for selling this particular, you know, brand of car. And you get in there and it's successful instantly. Well, what's the difference between that and the other one that you signed up for? Well, number one is if you're what the big three will say, they already have had, you know, the marketing behind them for, you know, a long, long time. And just by putting the shingle out that maybe you're selling a Chevy or a Ford or a Chrysler product or whatever, you know, automatically people are drawn to you because there's already a momentum there. So you don't have to create your business or your customers. Because they're going to always come to you because they may like that particular brand of car. So going back now to the Tupperware thing, right? So you landed the same thing but a different product that you now got a jump start. And you go, wow, what do I do here? Well, possibly, even though the product is wonderful, what do you have in you? Because you probably already maybe used the billboard to clean yourself out enough in this opportunity, you know, arrive for you, okay? So all of a sudden you thought that this is great. But you don't have the horsepower, the energy to promote it, or you felt good at first, but you just can't do it. So what do you put on your billboard? You know, you put on there that where you are right now. Remember, you have to write in there where you are right now with your situation. So typically, maybe you've had this business, let's just say, for 6 months, and it's just not doing that well, and you don't know why. Everybody else around you is doing great, but you're just not there, you know? So what's the problem? So you put in your billboard, I want to have more sales for my business, you know, of selling whatever it is, right? You know, you want to make it very simple. So what it would be, simple would be, you know, I need more sales on my windshield washer product or whatever, you know, very, very simple. So what's going on? And you don't have any results. Your aura is reading that. Well, what else do you have in your aura, you see? Even though you landed something that could possibly bring you money, and that's what we deal with here is money on this planet, but you don't have the horsepower to generate it. So you probably want to go back in time and see maybe where there could be a blockage. Maybe you have to go back a couple years maybe you have something on your psychic billboard that is out there further away from you than what you want to manifest now, and that's blocking all of your energy. So you may want to look at yourself and say, gee, what program am I attached to that I know nothing about, but is bringing me, you know, lack of success? So that's what I would look at, because what you have now might be a great product, and it may work perfect, and you're just not having results only because, you know, even though the psychic billboard's working for you, something else could be there years, you know, in the past, transmitting that to people that, you know, is blocking you from bringing forth your new manifestation. So does that make sense to you, Anne?
It does, yeah.
So,
yeah.
So just and look at your past and see, you know, what is there that you didn't have success with. Maybe you had another, say, multi-level marketing situation, and maybe it didn't work out that well. Well, how come? What happened? Okay? And maybe that energy, that negative energy on that is blocking your new success. So I would look at that and see what happened, and then put that into your psychic billboard and go back in time, because you're living on timelines. So go back in time on the timeline where you actually had poor success with something that you're doing, and clear that energy out on your psychic billboard. And when it feels good enough for you and you start having people responding to you with your new product, then concentrate on the new one. So you may want to go back further, is what I'm saying, to give you some success. So that may help out some of you out there that may be scratching your head why it's working so far a little bit, but not like it should work, because it does work perfectly for a lot of people. Almost instantly. So if you're having situations, then go back a little bit further in your life, and you could be stuck on a timeline, a bad luck timeline. So look at that and say, yeah, you know. Or maybe what you're trying to sell back then wasn't that much of an integrity, and you didn't like it, so you put blocks in your way. The new one came forward now, this new opportunity, and maybe you're still running the old program, and it's not going to manifest because you don't think it's an integrity either. Or maybe you think it's an integrity, but that old program is still running. So you want to get rid of the old programs, which is getting rid of the old timelines too. So you may want to do the timeline crashes to get rid of that. If you find any emotions that are attached to you with that situation, then through the emotions too. So kind of maybe juggle those back and forth. Timeline crashes, do emotions on what has come up, and then put that into your psychic billboard and monitor your psychic billboard at least every 2 days, maybe every day or, you know, 2 days for sure, and see how people are responding about looking at you, how they're feeling towards you. It may not be success with you selling something, you know, maybe, you know, your little bottle of windshield washer fluid or something, or, you know, your pots and pans or your Tupperware. But you got to see how people are relating to you. Are they friendlier toward you? Because you have to remember, enter into their realm of energy. So if they're friendlier, then you may have the opportunity to make a sale. Whereas before, they're going to read something about you that this product is not an integrity, or, you know, there's something wrong with it. They want nothing to do with it when you open your mouth up. So that's how I would look at it, is find out what the past is, your past history on something. Because that could be their program, which you don't even know what it is, because it could be so far back. And that's why I said, you know, to do those three clearings and kind of juggle them back and forth. Do the timeline of maybe the first time you failed at something, and then do the timeline crash, you know, going a little bit from there forward. And then from there, you know, do your psychic billboard. And then, you know, check out your emotions and what you're putting on there. How do you feel about that? You know? So that's kind of how I would look at that. And then also maybe do a fear clearing if it's not working at all. Maybe your fear now is being brought forth into your psychic billboard, because now you're dealing in fear, because maybe you, you know, feel that what you want to sell isn't going to work. So do a fear clearing. So back to you, Anne.
Yeah, that's, to me, while you were explaining this whole thing, I thought, well, that's really the most valuable thing, because if you do review things from your past, you know, if you just make a list of things, you're going to get new ideas that you can clear in so many different ways. You know, and there might be one piece of what's happening you could realize and timeline crash it. So, it, like you always say, don't drag your old timelines into your present time. You know, if you find yourself saying something like, well, what always happens to me, or every time I do this, this happens. So those are really good things, too, timeline crash. So it's just so very helpful, Ron. We have a bunch of questions about the timeline crashes. And let me just click here. Somebody who I believe she was just listening, was just on your healing call, Ron, that you had right before the show. And she has some really interesting questions. I'm going to kind of skip down to two that she has in the middle and then get more specific. Why does your spirit allow billboard manipulation, and why can't our spirits prevent it?
Well, it's because you have a mind. Your spirit doesn't dictate your life whatsoever. Your spirit is just going along for the ride of what your body is doing. So your spirit really has no control of your life. Your spirit's just here to be used. I won't say to be used. Your spirit is here to bring itself forward, to look out of your eyes for what you're experiencing. So your spirit is not that powerful. Remember, your spirit will leave you when any pain comes to you. And if you're scared and afraid, your spirit leaves you. So your spirit is pretty meek, and it's very mild, and it's in peace energy. So your spirit is not necessarily going to protect you whatsoever with anything. And the mind energy is so much stronger than your spirit energy, because that's the way people use the energies here. So the mind energy has taken over the place of the spirit. Remember, if the spirit was here, everybody would be very, very peaceful, very meek. And that's kind of what it's about. So you can't really expect your spirit to come forward to combat the mind energy, because it doesn't know about mind energy. It just knows about being traumatized by your experiences. And that's why it leaves. So I don't know if I answered the question all the way there, but I might read the second part or something in case I missed something on that.
Well, I think you did. You know, why can our spirit prevent the manipulation? Why does it allow it, and can it prevent the manipulation? I guess.
Okay, it can't prevent anything. Your spirit is free choice, free will. Okay, your spirit is for everything in the light. But you don't live in the light here. Like I said, you live in mind energy, which is darkness. So your spirit doesn't know what darkness is. So people choose darkness. People choose to think. And when you think, you're in the land of darkness. So your spirit is out of its jurisdiction, okay? Your spirit can't help you to tell you, don't think. Don't get caught in the mind energy. It doesn't know what it is. And so, you know, the mind energy is corrupting your spirit. So your spirit is not going to prevent you from using timelines. It's not going to prevent you from thinking. You know, the psychic billboard is a tool that the darkness has to bring forth through your DNA, your thoughts of how you're feeling, to bring people to you for the law of cause and effect. So that's why we're able to go in there and use a dark side program to benefit you. The dark side doesn't care what it is. It's just a program that you're running, that they put it instilled inside of you or somewhere, and that's how the program works. So you're just taking a program and going in there and taking control of the program, in a sense, and have people say, I don't want to have that program, and they attempted, and maybe they succeeded in getting off of the psychic billboard. I've had people ask me about that, and maybe they have succeeded by not doing that. But for most people, it's still running. As soon as you think a thought, it's projected out around you. You know, especially with animals, you know, they talk about that. You know, if you see a dog coming at you growling and you're in fear of a dog, you know, bite you, it'll probably bite you because it reads the energy that you know, whatever it is that they can tune into, and they can come after you because your energy says that. If you maybe changed your energy and thought, well, what a nice dog, you know, I'm going to pet this dog, maybe the dog might stop and think twice because your energy field is not going to disrupt and cause the dog not to bite you. You know, so it's hard to say, you know, what your spirit can do, but basically it's just along for the ride. So don't count on it to save you, because it can't, because you're in mind energy, and everybody thinks. So I guess I don't know what else to say. You know, ideally, if you lived in a planet of light, there'd be no mind energy, and you would be communicating with your spirit, because that's all that you would have, is your spirit. Now you have two energies. You have your little spirit energy that's very meek and mild, the way it's supposed to be, and then you have the overpowering, overshadowing, you know, mind energy telling you what to do, living on your DNA, bringing forth situations and problems to you, your soul family agreements, all this stuff, and that's what happens. So, you know, ideally, yeah, on a planet of light, so you wouldn't have mind energy. Everything would be perfect. So I guess that's how I could answer that question. And so, like I said, the answer is in the question. And the question then, the answer would be, well, I'm thinking. I'm bringing forth all this stuff to me. It's resonating, you know, coming out of me from the past. And the aliens gave you DNA to bring that forward, cause you all these problems. And that's the situation that humanity's in, is that you still have that. So back to you.
Okay. Thank you, Ron. Okay, there are more questions. Where does the billboard reside? For instance, is it in our emotional body? Do you know that?
Well, it's somewhere probably attached to you. You know, everybody reads it, so I would say that it's typically probably in your auric field, the energy around you. So it'd be transmitted by your body. So your body is transmitting it, and your mind energy is activating it. Remember, if you don't think, it'll probably go away.
Right.
Oh,
right.
That's the whole thing, you know. Okay, next question.
Okay. Okay, somewhat, well, let me go back to that email. We have a couple of questions on the fast chat, which I'll get to in a moment. Well, how can you protect your billboard from manipulation?
Well, the aliens are always going to try to put you into a situation. So your only protection would be in the now. That's the whole thing, is be in the now. And when you're in the now, the billboard probably is not going to work for you because you're not transmitting anything on it. Although it could be up there, you know, from the past. That's why we have the different things on the billboard that you can clean away. Clean away what people are thinking of you, what the aliens want you to do, and what you're doing to yourself and where you are in your life. And that's what you want to clean out. You want to put down where you are. Now, if you don't think at all, maybe that will start to dissipate. And if you're not in on the cosmic reincarnation cycle, right, the law of cause and effect, then the billboard may be inactive because you're not using it and you're not thinking. And then you're going to be in peace. Remember, when you're in peace, there's no thoughts. And so how do the aliens attach to you? Through your emotions. And so your thoughts bring forth the emotions. So if you don't think, like I say, you know, if you do a clearing and you happen to move off into the wilderness and all you have around you is some birds and trees and things and nobody's talking to you, eventually, you know, your mind chatter will just vanish and you're going to become peaceful. And you won't be thinking about, you know, what bill you have to pay next or what somebody's thinking of you. Do you have to show up on work on time? You know, you have all these programs that you're running. And just by being out in the middle of nowhere, in fact, why do you think people take vacations? If you think about that, why do you have a vacation? You work maybe 50 weeks out of the year, and you may get 2 weeks off if you're lucky. And if you're extra lucky, you get paid for those. And then what do? You go someplace to kind of unwind, to relax, to get away from your life. So you drive typically away from your house to get onto another grid line where it's not going to affect you as much. That's why you have vacations. You know, so maybe you have a week vacation. It takes you half a week to get there and a half a week to come back. And then you're at best on the last half a week because you know that you have to go to work. So now you're double stressed because now you were relaxed. Well, that's why you have vacations. Why aren't the aliens nice to give you a week or two out of the whole year to relax? Wow, how neat, huh?
Okay, ready for the next question, Ron?
Oh, yeah, I'm ready to go.
Okay. How long do the space holders work if you employ that effort for your billboard?
Well, the space holder is going to do nothing for you, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So a space holder is only there to hold space. It holds light inside of you, but it can't do anything for you. You can't command it to do something. It's not like your spirit. It just holds space. So, you know, it will hold space and probably go in between where the darkness is, maybe. It's not going to take away the dark because it can't do that. Okay? So if your spirit happens to pop out of your body momentarily, maybe it'll come in and hold that space until your spirit can come back in again. So a space holder... some people may think that might be the end-all, be-all, you know, of things to have. But no, it's just a space holder. Just hold space until you can reclaim the territory again. But if there's still darkness in you, it's not going to come in there and say, oh, darkness, get out of here. I'm going to take over your space. It doesn't do that. It just is to hold space where the void inside of you. That's all a space holder is going to do. Can do nothing for you negatively or positively or according to your will. So back to you.
Okay, we have a lot more questions. How big are our billboards? Do you actually see them, Ron? Like, can you read words?
Oh, yeah, it's around your body. You know, just around your body. It could go out to your auric field. You know, if you probably wanted to really transmit it, you could ask to get your auric field brought up further. Do I now increase my life force energy? But then at that point, if you do that, it'll just be peace energy, which will invalidate your billboard. So I would just say it's around your body.
Okay. Okay, can you wear someone else's billboard, like a twin sister or something? Is that possible?
Well,
I mean, I think they mean by accident, like not that you'd want to, but that if you're close to a certain person, maybe could you end up having the same billboard because you spend a lot of time together or something?
Okay. So could somebody that you know about, or that's close to you, could that billboard get stuck on you? I guess that's the question, right?
I think so. I think that's what they mean.
Well, if you start getting into their thoughts, yes. Could they, well, if they jumped into your body and they brought a lot of that energy into you, being an entity, I'm talking about the spirit's not going to do that typically, but entity could. So could an entity from a loved one, we'll say, come into your body and then change your billboard according to that entity's desires? I'd say yes, it could.
Okay.
That's why you don't want to have shapeshifters in you or entities, because they're going to come forth and change your billboard. You know, that's what happens. You know, just think of somebody who goes, a person, we'll say, walking down the street, and maybe they have a tendency for alcohol, okay? And they walk by a bar, and somehow the entities are all in front of that door of the bar, and they kind of give the person a thought, gee, I'd like to have a drink. And the person's walking, approaching the bar, and they go, well, I probably shouldn't do this, but one drink's not going to hurt, okay? So naturally, the entities grab onto the person, hop into their body. Maybe they have 1,000 of them in them at this point because they want to have that one drink. Well, maybe one entity gets the drink, and the next one wants a drink too. So all of a sudden, you know, you start having more drinks than you even plan to have. And maybe for some reason, you have a lot of muscles, okay? Maybe you're a muscle builder, you know, or whatever, you know, lift weights and you have a lot of muscles. If somebody now comes up to you, and now what you have in you is entities come into you who want to fight, okay? So somebody comes up to you and sees you and they challenge you for some reason. Now all the entities come forward because they transmit in the billboard. They want to have a fight because they saw your muscles, okay? And they go, this guy's going to beat somebody up now and because he's prepared and he's trained to do that. So now on the psychic billboard are saying that. The other entities and another person who's a bodybuilder sees the same thing maybe. And now they get into a fight because the entities want to have that experience. They found the right body because now they're all, you know, maybe they're ex-boxers that died and they picked that body. And this is what happens. This is why you want to be conscious. So, yeah, all this can happen and it can go downhill very quickly for you know, anybody who picks up entities. In fact, I would say, you know, if you're seeing people a lot, maybe you're in a situation, maybe you're a waitress or something and you see people all the time, you know, you may want to do the entity clearing maybe every other day or something, at least once a week to get that, you know, whole lifetime one, where it's unlimited, and do your entity clearings if you're seeing a lot of people, because they will body hop into you. You really have no protection over that. If you're in the now all the time, then you will have protection, but, you know, not everybody's in the now. So, you know, once you get out of that and you start talking human language, right away you're taken out of the now, typically, and you're brought into timelines, because you know, you're trying to do something, you're trying to do your job, and you have to be on timelines to meet other people on your timeline or their timeline. You may even cross into a different timeline. So all of a sudden, you know, you're somewhere else, but you do want to do the entity clearing. So that's what I would say. So I think maybe the person's kind of maybe asking about that also in a roundabout way. But what happens when I get entities coming in to me? Do they change my psychic billboard? Of course they will. That's what they want to do. They're into you because they want to change and control your body. So back to you, Ann.
Okay, and you pretty much answered the next question, so I'm going to skip to the last one, which is, how do the dark ones do the manipulations? And can creation lightship prevent any further violations, I guess, by doing the clearing, would be the answer to the second part, to do the billboard clearing. But do you know how the dark ones do the manipulations of us?
Well, you have DNA, and that's how they get into you. So that's what I would probably say.
Right. DNA by our whole mental culture, right?
Yep. Uh-huh. That's it. They're already here. They are here.
Right.
Well, it's not as if, you know, that I just realized this. It's been through your whole life. Your whole life has been manipulated by them.
Mm-hmm.
And some people have better luck than others in situations. But basically, you know, the main way they get into you is from your soul family. So that's the first start. That's where you go every night to make the contracts and agreements for the next day or so. And that's why things happen. So that's how you get set up, and you get put onto a timeline with other people involved on that timeline according to how you contracted yourself out. And people know about that because they may have a premonition, oh, I probably shouldn't do this. Well, they already seen what's going to happen, probably through the experience of looking at the situation that was brought forth by your soul family. So how it happens, your soul family does it. How does it activate you? It checks out your DNA and puts you into that situation. So hopefully that's, you know, a way to look at it. Back to you, Ann.
Thank you, Ron. And I have it, I happen to be running the psychic billboard right now, so I wanted to just go over what is involved when you look at it. It has a lot of steps. And by the way, it's only $20 for a month, so if anyone's interested in getting it, it's I really recommend it to help, as Ron always says, to move your life forward and create the life you want. And what it's going to clear are your psychic billboard mind projection, that is self-created, that is created by others, and that is created by the aliens. So that's covering all the bases. And then there are three main sections. The past, where you put in what you would like your billboard to have been in the past and what you would want removed from your billboard. Step two is the current, in the present now, and once again, what you want removed and what you want added. And then the third step is the future psychic billboard, and the same thing, what you want taken away and what you want added. Now, someone had an interesting question, Ron, because we always talk about being in the now, and someone on the fast chat wanted to know, when does the now end and the future begin?
Well, everything begins when you get out of the now. I'd like you not to, you know.
It kind of, now, right.
You know, the now, you may change timelines. So remember, you're at the docking station, right? Where are you going to go to? What tram are you going to take? What subway, okay? Maybe before you got into the now, you had all the energy going from left to right, and you wanted to do something. And now that you got into the now, where you're at peace, then when you start up again, maybe that energy that you had maybe 10 minutes earlier is no longer there, and you have a different choice to make. Because maybe the aliens got tired of you being in the now. They go, oh, we'll just forget about this person for a while. Or maybe you switched out in that 10 minutes of time, and another alien race has you, and they go, wow, I don't know what to do with this person. They're in the now. I don't see any DNA we can read right now. Okay? You understand that, people? They go, wow, this person now is in the now. How are we going to control their life? There's nothing to control. So that's food for thought. That's you, Ann.
All right. Okay, yeah, that is that's very interesting, Ron. I thought that maybe the present and future should be the same, but then I realized no, because you're always kind of working towards things, and you've also said in more in relation to the timeline crashes. But well, whatever it is we want to live it, be it, and feel it. So you don't want to go out too far into the future. Either, right? So it's good to maybe keep them a little bit close, but not, right, your present and future, but not too close.
Right, yeah, I don't think I'd go past a week. So if you're trying to do like a vision quest here, we'll say, right, and
mm-hmm.
You want to do something and you see that, you know, it may be happening to you in a year, forget it. You're way too far out. You know, all you want to do is probably go a few days. Remember, when you do your psychic billboard, just go like a couple days out because you have to change where you are, you know. And then every couple days, one day, 2 days, you want to see how people are relating to you. You won't know yourself what's happening, but the people around you will see the change in you and just see how that's working and then reevaluate where you are. But by all means, don't go out and say, yeah, I got this product here, you know. That it's a wonderful product, you know, it's this wonderful windshield wiper, washer type of fluid or something, right? Mm-hmm. And only cost, you know, a quarter, and I'm going to set the world on fire, and in a year I'm going to be a multimillionaire. No, forget it. You need to start and do baby steps and keep moving toward where you want to go to. And you might find that you may have some other idea for your product, but right now what you have is, you know, a vision maybe that goes out a year from now. No, that doesn't even exist. I think the aliens are going to waste all that time on bringing forth all these people into your life to make you a multimillionaire in a year from now? No way. They're not even going to be doing that. So all you can do is work day by day to move forward. So don't bite off more than you can chew, because you can do that with your mind. The mind will definitely want to sabotage you. That's the darkness. Just go step by step and make it very simple and see how people are relating to you, and then reevaluate where you are and start over again and, you know, change your billboard. So that's how I would use that. And if you have any fears come up or situations come up in that time, you know, that within the day or two, and it comes up, then do an emotional clearing on it, because they're trying to take you sideways off of what you want on your billboard. So do the emotional clearing to get back into balance, to get back into the now, into the peace, and then reevaluate yourself, see how people are looking at you, and then start over again. So that's what I would say. If any fear comes up, then do a fear clearing. So just keep it very close to you, you know. So you only want to go maybe a day or two out. At the most, you know, 1 week. But typically, you know, I wouldn't go more than 5 days into the future with any kind of plans. The timelines aren't created. So don't waste your energy by giving away all your energy to something that's in the future. That's you, Ann.
Okay, Ron. Wow, thank you. It's been really terrific getting all of this information, and some of it you said before about the billboard clearings, and you know, that's just, it's so helpful if we're hearing it again or if we're hearing it for the first time. And I just really recommend it for everybody. Let me just go now on. We have a testimonial I want to read, but it's on another subject. Do you feel like we're complete, Ron, on the billboard clearing, or do you have any more you want to add? Let me just check the fast chat real quick here.
What's the fast chat? I'd like to keep the show with this one topic if we can.
All righty. I guess so. Well, someone was asking, should we do the entity and shapeshifter clearing before we do the billboard? Not necessarily, right? You might need that, but you
well,
might...
Well, possibly. You may have an entity in you that wants to... sell your new product, you know. And, you know, whoever may want you to buy this new product, okay? And it may not even be what you want to do with the entities coming in, you trying to promote something that it wants to do. Maybe it died. Maybe it was working for that company and it wants to resell it again and it came into you. So, you know, you got to look at that too, you know? So it's entities to do things that you don't even want to do. Remember, get in the moment. And then, you know, try to evaluate where you are. Naturally, when you're in the moment, you can't think. So you got to put your little toe out, you know, into the darkness to get some idea of what you want to do. So the whole thing is to, you know, if you think, you know, you want to do something a whole bunch, then make sure you don't have entities. Clean them out of you. Because they could take you sideways on what you really want to do. Maybe they are overshadowing what you want to do. It does get to be a little complicated, as you can probably tell, but, you know, entities, like I said, entities are all around. You know, they hop into everybody. Shake somebody's hand or hug them, well, you got their entities probably. And what are they going to do for you? Well, they're going to try to bring forth what they want to experience in your body. And at that point, you know, there's situations. In fact, it's going a little sideways. You know, on YouTube, there's a few artists who sing. And, in fact, one of those people, let me think, who was it? I think it was Johnny Depp. He had a thing on one of the programs, or maybe on YouTube, and he stated that he doesn't watch any of his movies. And that could be, you know, reasons that we're talking about. Maybe entities come in or something. You know, I can't say that, but... A lot of the stars are out there, and they're saying, yeah, they had to, you know, go through situations with agencies, and they had to sell themselves off to do their particular job or whatever. So I can't get too far into that, but there are artists out there who sing about that. So those are entities, and it could even be worse. So you have to be very careful what you're doing and trying to stay in the now, but entities could take you sideways. So should you do an entity clearing before you do your billboard? Well, if you're going to do a major purchase, I would say definitely do that. Because an entity might say, oh, I want to buy this big house over here, or this brand new car, right? And you may not have the funds to do it, but you think you really want it because it wants it. And then maybe you buy that new car and it goes, oh, well, I'll go to somebody else. It was the wrong color car. And then somebody else gets the right color car for the entity. And now you wonder why you have the car. Takes over your consciousness. So if you are going to make a big purchase monetarily or take a lot of time up, I would do an entity clearing. just to clean yourself out so that you're able to be a little more focused. Remember, your spirit is not here to do something for you. It's here to go along for the ride, okay? So whatever you choose to do, your spirit's going to put its energy into what you're creating. It's like giving birth, okay? So what you have to look at is your spirit is there to put light energy into what you're choosing to do. So if you're singing and you're in the moment as a singer, you're going to be putting out energies of light through your voice. If you're an artist and you're painting something and you lose track of time, that's a good way to know if you are in the present moment when you lose time. Then all of a sudden, what you're painting or creating has that spirit energy in it, and it will emit light also. So that's one way to look at what your spirit can do for you or add into your creation. But it's not necessarily going to be there 100% of the time to tell you what to do. It will come into your creation when you're in the moment. Then you're connected to it. But if you're in mind energy, possibly you're not. I won't say that's 100% correct, but in the moment you have your spirit, when you're out of the moment, it may not be with you because you're in mind energy, which is allowing you to do something like entities taking over and stuff. So hopefully you all understand what I'm talking about here. Back to you, Ann.
Okay, Ron. Yeah, wow, this is so helpful. Okay, we have another question about the billboard clearing. Since it comes in three steps, can I open three windows and run all three steps at the same time?
Yeah, I don't see any problem with that. But remember, the process with the billboard is to, you know, do as much as you can. So that would be great. If you wanted to run more, that's fine too. But your validation is going to be through other people around you, how they're reading you. Remember, everybody has that intuitive sense, you could say psychic ability or whatever. And so how are they coming to you? And are you drawing them to you according to what you want to manifest or bring forth in your life? You're doing it anyway all the time. Your whole lifetime has been using the psychic billboard. And this way you're able to take control of it. Remember, it's just strictly a program. Just think of a program on your computer. It's not necessarily light or dark. It's just a program. The darkness came in and started putting into that what they want and what's in your DNA to bring forth stuff into your life. So why don't you take control of it yourself? That's why I put it on the website, so you can actually take control of what you want to manifest to help yourself out. It's just strictly a program, so why not use it for your own benefit? But watch how people are responding to you. That's how you're going to know how it's working. It may not be instant. Maybe you have some blockages there, like I started the show off with here, with, you know, do you have something inside of you that's in your billboard, but you can't see it, you know, something that you did, you know, 10 years ago, and that's blocking your situation now. So, you know, find out what your fears are, what your anxieties are, and clean those out so it'll be off your billboard. Back to you, Ann.
Okay, and unfortunately, it's already time to say goodnight, Ron. Wow, this show went by so fast, and thank you for all that wonderful information. Is there maybe something, one clearing or, you know, sample healing you could leave us with tonight?
Let's see. We could do a clearing for, we'll just bring in some peace. So here we go. If any of you got, are right now listening to me and you got your feathers ruffled because something's not working, then find out what clearing it is that you need, okay? You should all be in peace energy. But if somehow you're still questioning a lot of things, send us an email so we can answer your question. I'll continue on with that, you know, on a future show, probably a week from today. But what I would do is find out what buttons got pushed in you so you can clean them out. So if there was something that got your feathers ruffled, which I don't know what it would be, but everybody has feathers, you know, look and see what it is and how it affected you. Remember, the answer is in the question, but we can help you out with that. So here we go. We'll bring in some peace energy. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, everybody, and hope to see the ones on the East Coast this weekend, starting Friday, at the Pennsylvania Hotel across from Penn Station. Directly across. Get out and you're right there. So blessings, everybody. See you later.
Thank you, Ron. Bye, all.